The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
They say I'm disturbed.
From city to city, an incredible hysterical panic spread.
I think we're getting into a weird area here.
Will you tell these fools I'm not crazy?
This hysteria.
You can't handle the truth.
Brain is gone.
This is Hysteria 51. The truth is out there.
It's alive.
But you won't find it here.
They're coming for you. Look, there comes one of them now.
All right, Brent, another week, another stop in our world tour in Cafeteria 51.
Yeah, this one's not as far from us. If you listened last week, you already know what we're talking about. We're going to the Great White North. Not that far from Chicago, and everyone knows that like 99% of all the people, actually literally like 90% of all the people in Canada live like right by the border, so yeah.
Yeah, not far, yeah, exactly right.
Comes in a bag,
I've been,
so you know it's good
food. I tell you what, I go to Canada every time I go to Detroit, just hop that little bridge over to Windsor, do a little gambling.
Oh.
Always a good time.
Gambling as in you bring back pharmaceuticals and hoping you don't get stopped at the border, that kind of gambling?
Yes, that's exactly what I mean.
Daddy needs a new
so
pair
far,
of
so good. If any border agents listen to this podcast, we're just kidding.
He's only serious. Anyway.
So Brent, you picked this week's food selection.
Yeah, it's something that I'd had before. We have friends that live in Canada, and they came. We had a party a couple of years ago, and they brought these. They were kind of a hit at our party. And then, interestingly enough, they sent us for Christmas like a little care pack, and they sent some of these. I just get it out of the way. They're ketchup chips. And you and I were talking, and you're like, my wife has been eating ketchup chips. She loves them. And here's one of her favorite brand. And you sent me a picture, and I'm like, we literally have a bag of those in the cupboard right now. So not only are we eating Canadian ketchup chips, we're eating Old Dutch brand ketchup chips.
Yes.
Now I've had Lay's, I've had lots of different
so I had only had the Old Dutch, so I bought a couple other chips to try too, so I could compare. First I'm gonna start with the Old Dutch as the baseline, and then I bought the Lay's.
Okay, well, let's do an Old Dutch. You got an Old Dutch in hand. Now when you look at these, they look like they're red. I mean, they have a lot of looks almost like a pizzeria, just a little less red. But if you remember those.
Oh, yeah, very red.
All right, so here we go. Very good. You have to like ketchup. These have, compared to the
Lay's, you have to like vinegar.
You'll find the flavor on these is way more prominent.
You have to like vinegar too. It's not it's not subtle.
There is a lot of vinegar in ketchup. I think it gets overpowered sometimes.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And this just kind of, both of those flavors are prominent.
Yeah, the vinegar, I guess what I'm saying is the vinegar seems to stand out more in the chip than it does in like dipping a fry in
Old
ketchup.
Dutch is my favorite of the ketchup chips that I've had.
They're really good. They're really good. I'm going to try Lay's.
They're very rich. If that might not be the right word, but yeah, try the Lay's. I'm drinking right in the mic. I apologize.
Wow, those are not near as good.
No, and if it's the only thing you've had, they're good. You know what I mean?
They're fine, but
the Old Dutch, so they taste, is like, whoa, that's...
They taste faker, if that's possible. We're already eating a fake flavor, but they taste faker.
Yeah, like the Old Dutch almost tastes like you dipped a chip in ketchup. Like that...
Lay's also have a beguiling sweetness. I'm not... loving.
Well, that also, the Old Dutch tastes like Heinz to me, whereas the Lay's almost tastes like it's got like Hunt's or something, like a sweeter ketchup on it.
That's a good point. It is kind of like they use two different ketchups.
Yeah.
I prefer Brooks ketchup.
The Brooks of the Brothers. The Brothers Brooks.
Now, Brent, you don't have this. I didn't tell you I was going to get it, but I was on Amazon. You have to order this shit from Amazon if you live here, at least. And was on Amazon, and they kept suggesting this other flavor. I'm like, well, I'm searching for ketchup chips, and why is this other one keep coming up? And then I researched a little bit. I'm like, oh, this is another Canadian flavor. It's a Canadian flavor of Ruffles called All Dressed. And I had never heard of them, much less had them.
I prefer my Canadians not all dressed, but that's just the way that I live my life.
I understand. So on the front of these, there's a picture of a bell pepper, a picture of an onion, and a picture of a little shaker of vinegar.
Man, you throw a boot on there and you got a hobo chili. That's too bad.
That's good eating. What was that from? Was that
Dave Attell? You got boot and onion. I'm like some hobo chili.
No, that's good eating. It's a bad it's a bad quote on the Arrested Development, wasn't it? What was his
didn't
name?
Didn't watch
was
it.
Oh well, never mind. There was an actor on there. There's a recurring joke where it's like, you're not gonna throw those bones away, are you? You put that in some water, make some soup. That's good eating. I might be completely making that up. I know the character does that. I don't know if that's good eating came from there or not. Came from somewhere. Doesn't matter. These are called All Dressed, and yeah, so I'm gonna try them. So they
I feel
just
like we're
look
both
regular.
Like the crowd. Everyone's just hearing us do this the whole time as we're eating.
It's true, especially with chips.
Yeah, I mean this. Yeah, exactly.
So they're the color of, I don't know. They're kind of orangish. They almost look like sour cream cheddar, but there's no cheese. I don't think. I'm gonna try them.
Hola, David. Me amo Brent.
Bonjour, Brent. Je m'appelle David.
You didn't do Spanish. I thought if we were going to do this together, we'd do the same language.
Oh, sorry.
that's on brand for us.
I just thought romance languages was the key.
Everything I say is romantic, and that is thanks to Rosetta Stone. You guys, we've been touting these things forever. We love Rosetta Stone, and we actually are users. David, you've really been using it even for longer than I. What's your experience been like?
Oh, it's been great. The thing is, you really get to learn how to speak and think in that language with it. So it's very high on pronunciation too. So you can, you know, learn how to speak.
And you know, our show is all about proper pronunciation.
In that pronunciation. Yeah, that's right. But they design it for long-term retention, you know, if you don't get the pronunciation right, you say it until you do. And then, you know, that just seeps into your head.
Well, and that's why, you know, this has been trusted by experts for 30 years, and there's over 25 different languages that you can learn, and people, millions and millions of users use it because, like you said, it does seep in and you're using it with, you know, you get speech recognition and it hears you. You get to use like the built-in true accent features that gives you this pronunciation, which is super convenient, and you can do it at your own time. And I don't know if you know this, but I'm all about value, and you get a one-time purchase, 25 languages. If I learned all 25 languages, I'd be so confused. Or really cool. I'd go in and out.
But you'd be real marketable.
But literally, though, this is something that we use, and both of us have given the seal of approval because we want to do this long term, and it's something that it works, you know. And we don't do long term stuff like this. And this is the one that we've chosen, and we love it. So, all you guys got to do, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now, as we've told you 1,000 times, and it's always now. Right now, get now. Started. For very limited time, Hysteria 51 listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off.
How much?
50%. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your unnatural life.
Wow.
Redeem, redeem, redeem. How do they do it?
Rachete, you're 50% off. Rachete. Redeem it. 50% off. RosettaStone.com/today. Do it today.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Wow, that's really good.
Really? I didn't figure it would be for some reason. A lot of times when there's just like everything in the kitchen sink thrown on something, you're like, it's kind of just muddied.
Oh, wow, that's really good. Okay, so here's what it is. There's a ketchupiness to it. I think it's just a vinegar, that vinegar flavor that's coming through. There's an underlying sweetness that isn't bad as opposed to those Lay's ketchup chips. And it's slight. There's an oniony, garlicky thing going. But it's, you know what? It's, you know how when you taste ranch, you go, I don't know what that is, but it's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know there's garlic and herbs. I don't know which herbs. I know there's probably some onion in there, but I don't know. Like, I just know that ranch tastes good. This doesn't taste like ranch, but it's very similar in that I know that there's garlic and herbs.
Yeah.
Some vinegar and some other good stuff, and I don't know exactly what
this is like
tasting.
A loaded baked potato or something like all the
shit. Yeah, yeah. There is. I know you're not saying this, but just for because I mentioned that they look yellow. There is no cheese, I don't believe, or it certainly doesn't taste like there is. It's just really good. These are killer. I would like. If I was just looking for chips for a party or something, I would definitely buy these.
Now, is this something that you would like throw next to a sandwich and eat, or is this just like grab a handful as you're hungry kind of thing?
Oh, both, I think.
Oh,
both.
Nice.
Kind of like a barbecue chip, you know, you could do by itself or with something.
I am not a huge fan of flavored chips. I like salt and vinegar. I do like, I will say this, I like jalapeno chips, and I like the... there's something else in jalapeno that I'm blanking on that I really like. Well, and then, you know, like salt and vinegar, but I don't really love ranch, and I don't love, you know, sour cream and onion or barbecue. I hate barbecue chips.
Really?
Yeah. Isn't that weird? Like, most people go, oh my gosh. And I don't mind barbecue. I just, I'm not a barbecue chip fan, so I'm picky when it comes by. I will eat ketchup chips, and so, yeah, I'd be interested in trying these. I need to put it on my radar.
If you don't like barbecue, it must be the fake smoke flavor because the ketchup chips are virtually identical to barbecue minus the flakes, fake smoke, right?
I mean, yeah, maybe a
kind
little
of
more vinegary,
tomato-y.
See, my thing that I don't love is sweet.
Got it.
You know, you always, if something's supposed to be sweet, great, but I don't want like candied meats and things like that. And I don't want sweet barbecue. I want like spicy. I like barbecue that's, you know, mixed with hot sauce kind of barbecue, you know, and a vinegary base, stuff like that. Vinegar, whatever.
Yeah, I get that. Makes perfect sense. I'm with you. I'm much more of a vinegar than I am a sweet. But for the record, I just had another Old Dutch. Those just are really good quality chips.
Mm-hmm. And they got a good crunch to them.
If you're gonna order some Canadian chips and you're here in the States, and you're gonna do it on Amazon, I have a piece of advice for you that I only learned when ordering these chips. If in the description they make a very, very big deal out of the fact that they double bubble wrap them and they will not get crushed at all, those are the companies you have to look out for getting a bag of crushed chips from. These Lay's came from a company, you know, it was a reseller or whatever, came from a company that, I mean, there was like three sentences, exclamation points, bold.
Brought
you know,
to you by Whoops out of Idaho.
Exactly. And it just said, you know, it won't be, it showed up and it was like they had run
over
it.
Well, they flatten them out and then roll them in bubble wrap.
Yeah.
Nothing's going to happen.
I am securing this as tight as it'll possibly
That's
go.
Right. I don't hear nothing rolled around in there.
So let me ask you this. These are not cheap, right? For us to order them, it's, you know, if you go to the local grocery and you pick up a bag of chips, it's $3 or whatever. You order a bag of these on Amazon, I think it's $11, $12. Mm-hmm. So my question is, are they good enough that you would order them just to keep around the house if you were in a chip
mood? For me, no. No, not at all.
Yeah.
And it's which is weird because we could get, remember when we did the marathon bars, which whatever they're, we get those for like under $1 a bar at my door.
Right.
You know what I mean? There's a weird uptick on these because they're popular, I think.
I think you're right.
And, you know, you go to Canada and you go to the chip department, there's 30 different kinds of ketchup chips that everyone's making, just like here with insert whatever flavor is popular of the month. So
I also bet that if we had spent a day of calling around places, searching online, etc., that we could have found stores in the Chicagoland area that import these.
Oh, World Market might have had them. The problem is, you know, stuff like that, it's far away. Everything's so far away. People don't understand. We only live a few miles away from each other. It's an hour plus usually to get to one another.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that blows my mind. It took me a long time when I got up here to realize how long things take. And there is, couldn't you walk it faster? No, you can't.
That has been one of the silver, albeit a very slim silver linings to the pandemic. It takes a lot less time to get around Chicago.
Holy shit. Yeah, my wife, I got to get the ladies out way earlier when she's coming home from work. You know, she's just cruising on home.
And by the ladies, you mean pulling your feet. You call your feet the ladies, mm-hmm. and pulling them out of the bath.
Yeah, no, I'm not supposed to use that bath. That's hers. Fuck you, bitch.
I got you good.
Why are there footprints in there? The dog did it. I swear to God, baby, don't hit me. Don't hit me. oh my God. So last week I was in the office and I bent over and I hit my head on my printer and I cut myself, like literally bleeding, cut myself. And we had to go out and run errands, and everyone, we saw a couple people out where we're doing that, and people like, are you smart off to Lisa again? I'm like, man, baby, everyone just knows you're violent.
I will say that joke about Lisa beating you up is made an abnormal amount by
Joe cry for help. One of the, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I was leading to. Is there Brent, your monk friends here? Is there something that you need to share with the group?
There's one of the disparities between the genders. Why is it when they see me, they go, is Lisa beating you up? Whereas if she had a gash in her head, they'd pull her aside and go, well, do you need to talk to somebody? Is anything happening that you need to talk about? Like, I don't know, insert whatever. So,
well, it is a bit of a reaction to, I don't know, the last 500 years or maybe 5,000 years of history where we, traditionally, if you go by the numbers, a lot more dudes beat up a lot more.
Well,
chicks
I mean, as
versa.
A straight white male, I'm not really happy with what's happening in the world. These changes. Come on now. Harumph, harumph, harumph.
Evolution. You know what what's
like?
Evolution?
That rapist Pepe Le Pew. Dave Chappelle was throwing him out the window fucking 20 years ago. Sometimes you gotta take the pussy like Pepe. Oh, ketchup chips. Oh, so anyway.
Well, you know, the thing is, that's why you can't make assumptions. Just because over thousands of years, a lot more women have been beat up by men, you can't make assumptions, because in this case, Lisa actually probably is beating you up.
Well, allegedly. My lawyer says I'm not supposed to talk about it.
So. That's what I say. What photos does she have of you, man?
What photos?
We are off the rails.
On me? Yeah. Hey, you know, come for the ketchup chips, stay for the social commentary. That's what.
Yeah.
Here on Cafeteria 51. So yeah, kids, this is 2 weeks in a row. Well, actually, a lot more than that. Another thumbs up.
So Nation, here's a question for you. What this is our world tour. There's a lot of countries in this world. There's a lot of areas. It doesn't even need to be a
we'll
country.
We'll start could, going through them. USA, Canada, Mexico, Panama, Haiti, Brazil, Peru. No, I'm sorry.
Your ability to do that has always amazed me. I just could never. By the way, did you see, have you watched they brought Animaniacs back?
Yeah, no, I haven't
back.
Yet.
They did a new one. I'll leave it to you. It's good. It's good. Nice. It's not the same thing,
right.
But like there's so many homages to the stuff they did before, and it's like self-referential humor, but also realizing that it's 20 years later, it's really funny. Nice. and well done. The point was, Nation, whether it's another country or just a part of the earth or something from your state, you know, whatever it is, On our world tour, if you think it'd be a good food for us to check out, let us know on Hysteria Nation.
And you said something recently that's really good. I think it was even on the regular show. Let us know where to get it if possible. Now that you don't have to, if you don't know, but you get it, let us know where that's at.
Yeah, because not only is it just good for sourcing, but also maybe the version that you get's better than the one that we wind up digging up.
Absolutely.
If we were doing ketchup chips and we both wound up with Lay's, we would never know the joys of Old Dutch.
My favorite character in Predator, Old Dutch.
Well, did you know that this brand was originally referred to as Old Dutch Oven, but they just kind of thought that was shitty.
Shitty. Yeah. Speaking of, literally, I'm talking to Lisa yesterday on the phone. I go, oh, fuck, I got to let you go. She went, I'm like, I think one of the dogs shit in the house. She's like, what? But yeah, literally, Gordon farted so bad, I was searching for shit for 5 minutes. Until he's next
dog,
to me.
Dog, you're peeling.
He's following me around like, what are we doing, Dad? And I'm looking at him, and he goes, pfft. I'm like, oh, dude. It was so gross. ketchup chips. Yep. So, well, dog shit, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any final thoughts on? So, also, if you're from Canada and we picked the wrong food from your, I mean, ketchup chips are pretty narrow alley to go down.
Spoiler: we're
going to
do poutine here sooner than later. That was just, you know, this was less prep.
Am I going to order my poutine or do I have to make it?
I mean, where are you going to order poutine that you're going to have fries and shit that aren't just from a restaurant? Yeah, that's fine. Who cares?
Yeah, I'd probably ask them to pack it up separately, wouldn't you? And kind of like prepare or like heat it up at home?
I would think so, you know, or just, I mean, it's not that much. You can make it at home, too. It's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, I know. Here's my problem. I have a confession time. My problem is that when I decide I want to cook something, I don't like cheating. I'm not trying to make myself sound cool because most of the time this causes me to spend a lot more money, and a lot more time in the kitchen when I should be doing other things and could be doing other things. But if I'm going to make soup, I want to make the broth that is the base of the soup from bones, you know, like if I'm,
Jeffrey.
Anything I do, I kind of want to. I did French onion soup last week, and I did it from scratch. And it's not like I used to be proud of it, and I'm not proud of it anymore because it winds up taking up so much time. And it's like, oh, how did I just spend $200 at the grocery store to make a pot of soup?
Well, that's how God works. All he wanted was a Pepsi, but you gotta start with light, and then you know he's like you, you know.
Is that a bit?
Well, remember the song from. Was it Suicidal Tendencies? All I wanted was a Pepsi. A Pepsi. You know, and I don't know. You just made me think of that.
I don't remember.
That's a song.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Though.
What's that?
I said I don't remember that. It's amazing though.
Oh yeah. I'm trying to think of what the fuck is the name of that song. Institutionalized, that's it. It's their song, and it's just like, no, Mom, I'm not on drugs. All I want is a Pepsi. It's great. It's a Mom, just give me a Pepsi, please. All I want is a Pepsi. And she wouldn't give it to me. So
now I'm going to go listen to it, but I'm not going to do it until my wife and kid come home and we can all do it together.
That's a family builder right there. So
Alexa, play Suicidal Tendencies.
So kids, go out, get you some chips, try them out. They're worth it. And let us know what's next.
Listen. You hear it?
Is it start? I barely hear it. Are you playing?
My Alexa actually started playing Suicidal Tendencies.
Oh my God,
Tendencies.
That's hilarious.
Alexa, stop. We got to leave that in. Leave it in.
Thanks a lot, Alexa.
Thanks for ruining the podcast. Yeah. We were doing a fine job of that on our own.
Yeah, all right, kids. So yeah, give it a shot. Give us a chance at whatever you like and send links to it if you will. You can do that however you like, but the easiest is probably just Hysteria Nation. You know, you post it in there. And start a chat. Maybe people will have other ideas on it. It'd be awesome.
Yeah, absolutely.
And otherwise, we will see you next time on Cafeteria 51.
It was terrible. It was just terrible. I'll never get over it as long as I live.
That's it for another edition of Hysteria 51. John and Brent will be back next week with yet more of the unexplained, the unexplored, and the unheard of. Oh, if it's unheard of, how will they know about it? Anyway, if you want to suggest a topic, give us your thoughts, or just make fun of Conspiracy Bot, that's my favourite. Join us in our Facebook discussion group, Hysteria Nation. Just log on to Facebook and search Hysteria Nation, or you can always tweet us at Hysteria51Pod.
You've been listening to a fourth-hand shine.